Son, never stop learning.
You'll explore Musk's opening salvo in Apple and OpenAI's courtroom battle. Alright, so I've been sitting with this lawsuit for a while now, and honestly, it reads more like a Shakespearean drama than a court filing. Where do we even start with something this layered?
The founding story. That's really where the legal argument lives. Because Musk's entire case rests on what happened in 2015, when OpenAI was incorporated as a non-profit. The certificate of incorporation literally stated that its purpose was to provide a public good and that it would not be organized for the private gain of any person.
So that document becomes the smoking gun, essentially.
It's the anchor. Musk's lawyers call it the founding agreement, and they argue everything that followed was a betrayal of that specific promise. Now, OpenAI disputes that any binding agreement existed, but the legal claim is that Musk donated over $44 million between 2016 and 2020 on the basis of that mission.
Wait, $44 million? And his argument is that the money was conditional on the nonprofit structure staying intact?
You recruited me. You recruited top AI researchers away from places like Google, and you did it by promising this would be open source AGI for humanity. Not a product, not a subsidiary, a public good.
And that recruitment angle is interesting, right? Because it wasn't just Musk's money on the line. The 2015 mission statement was also a talent pitch.
That's a sharp point. Think of it this way. If you're a world-class AI researcher in 2015, you have Google DeepMind offering you resources and prestige. OpenAI's counteroffer was ideological. Come build AGI that belongs to everyone. That framing mattered for who showed up.
So the mission wasn't just marketing. It was the product they were selling to researchers.
Right. And then 2019 happens. OpenAI creates what they call a capped profit entity, OpenAI LP, specifically to bring in outside investment. The structure caps how much investors can earn, but it is still a for-profit vehicle. And that opened the door to a multi-billion dollar partnership with Microsoft.
So not a pure non-profit anymore? But the capped part, does that give OpenAI cover to say they stayed true to the mission?
That's exactly the pressure point in the litigation. OpenAI says the capped structure preserves the spirit of the mission. Musk's team says the moment you create a for-profit entity and take billions from Microsoft, you've become, in their words, a de facto subsidiary of big tech. The structure changed, the incentives changed.
Mm-hmm. And then GPT-4 becomes the flashpoint for the AGI argument specifically.
Yes. The lawsuit argues that GPT-4 meets or approaches the definition of artificial general intelligence as it was understood in OpenAI's original bylaws. And if that's true, then releasing it as a closed commercial product rather than open sourcing it is a direct breach of the founding promise.
That's a fascinating legal move. They're essentially saying your own definition of AGI condemns you.
Precisely. For everyone following along, the key idea is this. Musk isn't just arguing that OpenAI changed direction. He's arguing that the change was a breach of a specific contractual obligation, one that induced him and others to contribute tens of millions of dollars and their professional reputations.
Right, but how does the amended complaint hold up if OpenAI says the founding agreement was never formalized? Isn't that a significant hole?
It is a real vulnerability. The counterargument from OpenAI is essentially, we had a shared vision, not a binding contract. But Musk's legal team points to the certificate of incorporation, the public statements, the recruitment of talent, all as evidence of an implied agreement. Courts have recognized implied contracts before, so it's not a frivolous claim.
So the legal fight is partly about whether a mission statement can function as a contract?
That's the core of it. And the amended complaint filed in federal court in 2024 escalated things further. It didn't just revisit the non-profit breach, it added new defendants and new antitrust claims. That's where Apple enters the picture.
Which is where this gets genuinely wild. Because the betrayal Musk describes wasn't just about software or structure, it was about a specific alliance forming around a closed ecosystem.
Exactly, and that's the thread we pull next. The Apple partnership, and why Musk's team argues it creates what they call a walled garden monopoly that suppresses competition in the mobile AI space. The antitrust angle changes the entire scale of this case.